Well, 17-year-old Blackpool FC midfielder Jake Daniels has become the first men's professional footballer in the UK in more than 30 years to come out as gay. He told Sky Sport UK he'd been weighing up the decision for a while. With us now, Martin Lipton, chief sports reporter for the Sun newspaper. Kia ora, thanks for being with us, Martin. What reaction has there been to this statement coming from Jake Daniels?
Well, I think, unsurprisingly, it's been a pretty universal act of warmth and welcome, actually, from all parts of the football community. Lots of clubs have reacted, lots of ex-players, current players have spoken out. I saw Eric Dier, the Spurs defender, England defender, just tweeting his warmth towards Jake Daniel and others as well. And I think that there's a feeling that the bravery of being the first, you know, player of the modern era in English football to come out and just be himself is a huge thing. And I think there's a sense of relief for many people that this taboo may have now been broken, which will allow others to be more at ease with themselves and be proud of what they are.
Yeah, the first since Justin Fashanu back in 1990. I mean, what does that say about how much of a problem football still has with homophobia?
Well, I think it's clearly been an issue. I think the bigger issue isn't so much within the nowadays within the dressing room. It's within the reaction from supporters, some of whom are a little bit Neanderthal. I think we can still know that, and tribal, and would use anything to try to get under the skin of a rival player. I think most dressing rooms are fairly sensible and accepting that, you know, people are what they are and they have to be what they are. And in fact, if you're playing, as Jake Daniels said, with a sense of repression and not being able to be yourself, you're less likely to be the player you can be than if you just tell the world, I'm gay and I'm pleased, you know, and this is what I am, and don't stop me being what I am. And I think it's really important. I think this is it's a significant step for English football, and I think that most people, thankfully we're in the 2020s now, not in the 1920s, will take the same view.
Indeed. Thank you very much, Martin Lipton from The Sun. That's us for today. Kia pai tō rā.